We, you know, running back, and obviously Ronnie was a guy that did a lot of good things for us. We just thought that, you know, with Capri, we were probably in better shape with what he could do on special teams. And so, you know, it's always tough, and it was they're all close. And that one was really close. And so Capri's worked very hard and deserved a shot. And so we're going to give Capri that shot.
Mark, were you close to dealing him perhaps? I mean, there were a lot of options in play.
Yeah, there was a lot of options, a lot of different things going on. But, you know, I will tell you this. It's I had a long talk with Mark today, and you know, he was he handled it with great class. And I know he was disappointed. He wanted to stay here. And you know, we just thought that, you know, with where we are, it was probably best for us to go different ways at this point in time. But Mark was great. And he, you know what? He handled everything great. It was a tough situation to walk into. Anytime you walk into a Super Bowl team that, you know, the quarterback's going to be a big part of it, especially when you follow a guy that retired like Ken Payton that retired last year. So it's always a tough spot, and there was a lot of focus on it. But I thought he handled it great, and you know, it was just unfortunate he didn't, you know, didn't win that job.
John, will you bring in another quarterback?
Yeah. We're going to bring another one. It'll be a veteran, yeah.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah. We're working on it.
Can I ask who it is?
No.
All right. John, no, there's one more. John, will you bring him in to compete for the number one spot?
He's coming in to learn the offense. We'll take it one step at a time. Let's put it that way. So, you know, anytime you bring a guy in this late, it's going to take some time to get him turned around. So, Trevor's the guy. You know, we got a lot of confidence in Trevor and know that believe that he can do the job. So, you know, it's Trevor's job, and he's not going to be looking over his shoulder. So he's got a lot of support. And Trevor earned the job. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see him play, and I think, you know, we're in good shape there.
How pleased were you to see all of the draft picks make the team as well as one undrafted rookie?
I mean, it's always good when you have young guys making the team. And you know, that's part of the process is you hope when you go through the draft and that process that you're able to pick the right guys that are come in that are able to come in and help your football team. And so we were fortunate that we really got a good group this year, and they all worked very hard and they all fit in very well. So looking forward to all of them contributing.
ESPN's reporting there's talks about Aqib Talib.
False. His name was never brought up anywhere. So
regarding his status, I guess you proceed now that he's
going to
be there?
Yeah. I mean, we've heard nothing. So, yeah, we're full speed ahead. So it would be, you know, very disappointed if we heard something at this point in time. So,
besides the quarterback, there are any other positions that of need as you look through the waiver wire here?
Well, we're going to look for football players. And if somebody's on the wire that has a chance to make us better, then you know, we'll look at that. So we're in that process now. We're doing that now. So we're upstairs looking at them. So we got 24 hours, or less than 24 hours, but we're in that process now. But I actually feel really good about the 53 guys. So it's a good group.
Outside of the rookie fullback, you've got three running backs on the roster. Are you comfortable with just three running backs, especially when you consider some of the injury history there?
Yeah, at this point in time. I mean, it comes down to numbers, you know. And so, you know, we're a little bit banged up in the offensive line, and so that's always a time, the end of this time when you're banged up, that, you know, you got to maybe go light in some areas. But, you know, we thought three at running back would be fine there. But, you know, with Zambrio still where he is and Ferentz coming off the knee, and so we had Fowler still banged up with the arm that we had to make some adjustments there. And so that was one area.
John, aside from the injuries, what went into releasing Juwan Thompson?
Well, numbers, you know, it comes down to it. And Juwan, you know, he did a nice job on special teams and is also, you know, but with, you know, Janovich coming in and playing so well and then the three other running backs that, you know, it was just a, you know, a tough fit for us there. We thought that that was probably more than we needed at that spot.
Is it fair to say that Jordan Taylor was on the bubble and he won the job game four the other day, Thursday night at Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, Jordan's played well the whole, you know, this whole preseason as well as, you know, this offseason. So You know, he should be proud. He won a job, and you know, not only for what he did on Thursday, but, you know, for the work he's put in since then, or this whole off, or this whole season. So,
John, how do you like the progress that Paxton's made so far?
I'm excited about it. He's done a nice job. He played well in the preseason. He got a lot of snaps and got a lot of experience, and you know, he played well, and he's getting a better and better. He got a better feel for it every time he played. You know, so. I'm excited about his progress and you know, what his possibilities are.
John, who had a better arm, you or Paxton?
he can, you know, that's so it's fun to watch. He's, you know, he's accurate and can really throw it and move around. He's athletic, so he's got all the tools, and he's tough. You know, I mean, if you, you know, Thursday night he took some shots and hung in there, and, you know, he's not afraid to stand in that pocket. So, I mean, that's one thing that, yeah. You know, you always wonder how tough they are, and both of them are very, very tough guys, so that's a good thing.
Has anything changed with Emmanuel Sanders' situation? Any update with his contract?
The only thing that changed there was the other contract with Tavon, what's his last name?
Austin,
yeah. We're moving in the right direction, so they're looking at that, but no, nothing's changed.
Can that go into the season, or...
You know, we tried not to, so we haven't had any contact. Obviously, we've been going through this, and so, you know, we were going through something and wanted to hear something back last Sunday and haven't heard anything from them. So that's kind of where it is.
You go through the, we haven't talked to you about the Colquitt Riley Dixon decision there.
Yeah. Well, we like Riley's upside. You know, obviously, Britton did a great job for us and really kicked Will at the end of last year, and you know, we really like the upside that Riley has. And so, you know, a lot of times those are always tough spots because, you know, anytime you have a veteran and you go young, you know, there's always that consistency factor, and you're always going to sometimes take a step back before you take two ahead. And so that's what we're planning on. But we think that Riley can step in and be that guy.
Was money a factor somewhat in Colquitt, Sanchez, Hillman?
Well, I mean, there's always combinations. I mean, I think you have to look at it. I mean, that's all part of it. I mean, it's part of this what we're doing. It's about the money at times. But, you know, that's not the factor that we're going to make a decision on money because of if it hurts our football team because of the money, it's not an issue. So, we'd never make a decision on money, like I said, that hurts the football team. So there's always things that go into that. But, you know, the number one thing is the ability to, at some point in time, get better at the position. And so, you know, we feel like we have a chance. We have upside at that position as Riley gets more experience. And, you know, that's one. When you go with a young guy, you know, there's going to be some growing pains. But we're willing to risk that with Riley.
John, you made a lot of changes on offense after the Super Bowl. You know, Carolina's coming in here less than a week. How do you feel it's all panned out?
Well, I'm excited about offense. I think we have a chance to be better. You know, we're better in the offensive line, especially as we get healthier. You know, so I think we're much better in the offensive line. You know, running back, I think we're deeper at running back. Our receivers are still good. And so, you know, I think we have a chance, as I've talked about, that we have a chance to be better, you know, better offensively, with a good balanced attack, and have Trevor come in and play well and do the things that he can do. And, you know, we've got a chance, I think, to be better offensively and run the football. And, you know, we've got a lot more things we can do with the running game now. We've got a fullback that can really play, and Janovich and does a great job. So gives us a lot of different options. And so, you know, and I think, you know, if we're better offensively, you know, and we can do more things with the football, it gives us a better chance to be better on defense, just because if we can stay on the field and pick up some third downs and, you know, keep those guys rested on the defensive side, you know, we've got a chance to be better there too.
What does Trevor bring that can help make the offense better?
Well, I mean, I think, obviously there's certain things you lose a guy like Peyton Manning, but I think that, you know, with Trevor, the way that he handles you know, for a young guy that's not taking a lot of snaps, he handles things very well. He handles the huddle very well. Guys like him. They respect him and believe in him. And I think that's the key thing. And so I know he hasn't taken a snap other than a kneel down in a regular season game, but he's been here. and he's been in big games. He's been on the sideline, and he's been around, and he knows the feel. He knows what the feel of regular season is. You know, Paxton doesn't have that feel, you know, and I remember it's a different feel when you're a rookie. So that's why I think Trevor has a chance, even though I know he hasn't taken any snaps, that Trevor has a chance to be successful because even though he is essentially a rookie as far as play time, he's got the feeling he knows what it's all about, plus having been in a Super Bowl and knows what it's all about. So that experience he had last year I think is going to help him tremendously this year.
Gary went through the whole decision-making on who he was going to pick at the quarterback spot. Can you describe kind of what your role was in that whole process?
I'm a sounding board, and I answer questions that he may have any doubts on or whatnot. And so, you know, obviously having played the position, he wants my opinion. And so we have great conversation. And he asks, you know, the right questions. But, you know, Gary's got a good gut when it comes down to that. I know he's very high on Trevor.
Now, 53, when you're putting it together, you take some from here and put over here. Kyle Pecco, he was... Maybe
you jumped again there?
No,
you didn't. Yeah. The thing, you know what? It, we're in a different situation this year, I will tell you, just because we played Thursday night. So things were done a little bit different this year because we wanted to get I wanted to get Gary through the process because he likes to talk to everybody. So we wanted to get through that process as quickly as we can so he could get on to Carolina. And so we had one that we changed our mind on. In the 24-hour period we had once we talked to him. So he was very happy. There was one happy guy.
Good change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah. Time for a few more. When you look at that 53 now, though, are you pleased? It seems like beyond the quarterback, you might have one of the deepest rosters in the league at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about the depth, you know, and that's why, you know, going through it, and we're still looking. We'll still comb the waiver wire and see what's available. But, you know, I think we feel like we're in pretty good shape. But as soon as, you know, you never know. There's always going to be injuries, and you're going to get banged up. So, but we've got some young guys that are going to have to step up and help us too. But I think that, you know, depth-wise, you know, hopefully we'll be able to survive the bumps and bruises that we know we're going to have and run into this year.
What's the plan on KO when the suspension's over?
We'll see when we get there. We'll cross that bridge. Obviously, always a lot of things can happen between now and then, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So, you know, he played hard this whole time. He plays with great spirit, and so we'll cross that bridge. You never know what can happen in 2 weeks, so we'll wait and see what happens when we get there.
Last one, Mike.
Yeah, two places you've been concerned about, tight end and right guard there. What do you have going in based on your roster right now, and is that some positions possibly for the waiver wire that you'll be looking at?
Possibly. I mean, I don't know that we look at one spot. I think we feel pretty good actually in the offensive line at tight end, and you know, we'll, you know, again, continue to look there, but if there's some good football players, and we'll try to add there too, especially if you know, we feel like we can make some moves, maybe move someone to the practice squad.
So, look like they'll be ready.
It's close. We'll have to see. I think those are day by day, so we'll see how the week goes. I know that Greek's encouraged by both, but we'll see how it goes. Okay.